step I take, He careth, Jehovah Jireh careth. One more time. Yes, yes, Jehovah Jireh careth for me. Amen. Can we give God a hand clap of praise? Amen. Isn't He good? Amen. Still have joy. Still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy, which is my strength. After all, Lord, I still have, yes I do. After all, I still have love, you say. If I lost everything else, I still have God. I still have God. After all, say, He won't leave. He'll always be there, yes. I still have God. Just turn around and tell somebody, I still have God. Thank you, Lord, for my joy. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalms 117. Psalms 117.
And when you have it, say amen. It says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and his truth, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And does anybody come to praise God tonight? Amen. Just come to worship him in spirit and in truth, and just create an atmosphere that God can move. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, just for bringing us into your house once again, Lord. And Lord, as we're in, Lord, your house, Lord, we ask that you just would come down in a special way and just, Lord God, just lift your, Lord, people up into worship and into praise, Lord. As we come to the end of the week, Lord God, we, Lord, come, Lord, just to cap off our week, Lord God, in the church service, Lord. And Lord, it said when the praises go up, the blessings come down, Lord God. And when two or three are gathered, Lord, in your presence, Lord, you are there, Lord God. And we ask that your presence would be here. Touch those that need a touch. Lord, hear those that need to be healed, Lord God. And may you just be, Lord, pleased with the worship, Lord God, and pleased with everything that would go forth, Lord. We ask that you bless Brother Bartley as he would just prepare to, Lord, bring a message to your people, Lord. You know what, Lord, your people need. We ask that you just use the vessel tonight. Move them out the way that you may speak to our hearts, Lord, and speak to everyone's condition. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the church say amen. Amen.
Say home to God's unchanging build. Build your hopes on things eternal. And home to God's unchanging hand. Say home to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hope, say. And just hold. Yes, we're gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold. One more time, hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging. Oh, build your hope, say, oh, now keep those hands going. Say, God's got everything under control. God's got everything under control. You don't have a thing to worry about. God's got everything under control. God's got. You don't have a thing. God's got everything. You don't have a thing to worry about. Say, God's got your situation under control. God's got your situation under control. You don't have a. Say, God's got your bills under control. It's under control, a thing to worry about. God's got your family. Say, God's got your family under control. But I don't know about everything else, but I like this. God's got you under control. God's got you under control. I don't have a thing. God's got everything under control. Amen. Amen. God's got everything under control. Amen. Amen. God's got everything. It doesn't matter what it is. He got it all under control. The Bible says all things, not some things, but all things work together for the good. And the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So he knows what's going to happen. He knows what's happening right now. And he knows what the end result's going to be. Amen. And amen. And everything, we're just going to worship him. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes, beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am. Here I am. Jesus, you're all together lovely, all together worthy, wonderful. Amen, as we will pray. Lord God, we ask that as we would just prepare to give, Lord God, Lord, this is a part of worship as well, Lord. For Lord God, in the Bible, Lord, you said, Lord, you want a sacrifice, Lord, of praise, Lord. And Lord, a lot of times, Lord God, when it comes to, Lord, paying tithes and offering, Lord God, is sometimes we think of, Lord, how is this going to get done or how is that going to get done? But Lord God, it's our responsibility to give to your house, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we take you at your word, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, as we just prepare to give, Lord God, our tithes and our offering, Lord God, to the furtherance of your kingdom, we ask that you bless the ones that have, Lord God. Bless the ones that are bringing it, Lord God. Lord God, you see each condition, Lord, in the house of God. And we ask that, Lord God, that you would just meet every need, Lord God. As we sang about Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Lord God. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. And we ask that, Lord God, that you would bless the ones that have to give and the ones that have not to give, Lord God. Just bless them on the next time that they will be able to give to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To worship, to bow down, I bow down in your presence, Lord. to say that, yes, Lord, you're altogether lovely. Altogether wonder. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. Lord, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. Here I am to worship. You're my God, you're my King, Lord, you're everything, you're all together.
Amen. As we give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. And as we just come into the house of God on Friday, as they always, they give that comment all the time. If you were somewhere else on Friday, boy, you'd be tearing it up. And as we come into the house of God, we just want to do that as well. We just want to lift up the name of God. And how many know that it doesn't matter what you're going through, it's already done.
Say it's already done. Say it's already done. Yes, yes. The victory is won. The battle is over. I know. It's already done. It's already done. Yes, yes. It's already done. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter what it is, it's done. Come on, say. I know. Now listen to this. If you believe in God's total victory, and the answer don't seem nigh, just look up to the hills. Take God at his word. The help you need is coming from on high. Yes, it's already done. Say it's already. Yeah, yes. The victory is battle. Alright, y'all clap your hands. Come on, musicians. Come on, say over.
The battle is over, I have overcome. Hey, I have overcome. Oh, I have overcome. Hey, the victory is won. The battle is over. I have overcome. Come on, it's already done. Say, it's already done. Oh, it's already done. Yeah, the victory is won. The battle is over. It's already done. Yeah, yeah, it's already done. Thank you, Lord, it's already done. The victory is won. The battle is over and it's already done. Come on, one more time with all your heart. Oh, it's already done. Yeah, it's already done. Oh, the victory is won. The battle is over. It's already done. Somebody give the Lord praise tonight. Praise Him like you know it's already done. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. We are under expectation, believing that the Lord is going to meet us here. We thank God for letting our brother Bartley arrive safely. He's been on quite a journey. I think he's been here roughly about a month here in the States, and we'll be leaving to go back home on Monday evening. And we just thank the Lord that he had an opportunity to pass through Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. So I believe tonight, as we come under expectation, God will meet our expectations. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. I had a couple things that I just want to make mention of real quick before we invite the minister, amen, to the pulpit. We have begun to finalize the plans for the Capriettas coming down to just be a blessing. Amen. That's going to be Memorial Day weekend that we'll have them. We're going to have a concert here at the church on Saturday night. And then also we'll have service Friday night, a concert on Saturday night, service on Sunday morning. And then we'll also have service on Sunday night, but we're going to do it the same way we did when Brother Robledo was here. After the minister of the word, we just opened up the floor and just had all them specials. And but we're going to turn it over to the Capriettas and just let them sing again. So we're going to call that the worship, you know, just after the minister of the word, just worship. Amen. So looking forward to that weekend. And Brother Belton and his family will be here as well that weekend. He'll be ministering for us. And Brother Michael Denty, who ministered for us a few Wednesday nights ago, he'll be back that same weekend as well. So he'll take one of the services and he'll preach. So we're looking forward to having a wonderful time. That'll be the end of May, so keep that in mind. Money is due tonight for the Holy Land. So after service, we'll have somebody just maybe set up a table outside and we'll collect the money for the Holy Land. Amen. $35 for the adults and $20 for the kids. Don't forget tomorrow, Sister West goes surprise birthday party tomorrow morning at 9:30. Amen. In the morning. So don't forget that at Golden Corral. We want to ask that you keep Brother Leroy and Sister Emma in prayer. Brother Leroy had to have a surgery there, and he'll be going home tomorrow. So just keep him in prayer that God will touch his body. Remember, Sister Emma lost a loved one, so keep her in prayer. For our play, we'll be having rehearsal tonight, and then we'll also have rehearsal on Sunday evening, amen, for the play. So everybody that's involved in that, please keep that in mind. And I have a thank you card and a prayer request here that I'll just make mention of. And then two prayer requests, okay. It says, the Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, the Bride of Christ, Brother Jack and congregation, no one can truly comprehend the loss that my family feels. Nobody but Jesus. Yet we thank you and your congregation for your sympathy, understanding, prayers, and words of comfort, which really touched our hearts. May God richly bless you all. Brother Gary and Sister Nadine, Wingate and family. Your generosity is overwhelming. Thank you so much. So they sent us a card just to say thank you for everyone, your prayers and words of comfort and just everything that you did just to kind of help them through the loss of his mother. So, amen. We thank God for that. Sister Carter is requesting prayer tonight. Just please keep Sister Rose Chappelle. Many of you all know her. Sister Rose Chappelle in prayer. She has a sore on her leg associated with diabetes. The doctors will be operating on it and pray that all goes well for a speedy and complete recovery. So we want to remember Sister Chappelle in prayer tonight. Okay, Sister Jennifer has a prayer request. I would like to ask prayer for my father. He mentioned this week that he had a heart attack. It said it sometime come unannounced. And I just believe that God will heal him and watch over him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's remember our Sister Jennifer's father. Amen. In prayer. Every head bow, every eye close. As we go before God's throne. Father, we thank you that we can come to you when we have things that we are facing. We know, Lord Jesus, that you are the great physician and you are right now near. We look at these conditions. Our Sister Rose Chappelle, and many of us have so many memories, Lord, of fellowship with her and her family over the years. And now, Lord, the enemy attacking her body with diabetes and now creating this other situation where the doctors have to operate. We're praying for a speedy recovery. God, we're also praying, amen, and rebuking diabetes from her body, Lord, and we just trust that you would just bring complete and total healing to her body and that you would strengthen her, Lord God. We realize the enemy would love to make this worse than what it is, but we come against Satan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we in between the patient and the condition, we place the blood of Jesus Christ. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are already healed. Amen. It's already done. We thank you for it. Father, we just commit it to your hands and ask that you get glory out of this. And also our precious sister Jennifer, her father, suffering heart attacks. Lord, I'm not even sure what's happening in his body. The enemy, Lord, would love to take him out. But God, we come against the hands of the enemy that's trying to attack her father. We ask that you would give him strength, that you give him power to overcome, Lord God, this devil that's attacking him. Relieve all the stress that he might be feeling, Lord. And God, we just pray that you answer the prayers that he might have in his heart. That you, oh God, would just give him a peace that passeth all understanding. And not only a father, but also look upon a mother, Lord. The devil's attacking her eyesight and trying to make her blind. God, we come against that devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would bring complete and total healing. And she's wearing that prayer cloth, Lord. Your prophet said, Lord, that nothing would stand before the prayer. If we could just believe, not even cancer would stand before the prayer. Your prophet prayed over those prayer cloths. And Lord, she has one on. Blindness can't stand before you. So God, we ask that you bring complete and total healing to her eyes, that you restore her sight, oh God. We can only imagine ourselves going through something like that. And we just ask that you give her a mighty, mighty breakthrough. And we ask, Lord, that you would just move, Lord, on these requests as we bring them before you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord praise for it already being done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor. Amen, Lord. I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. As we just prepare to welcome Brother Bartley to the pulpit tonight. Amen. Let's open up our hearts to receive all God has in store. Amen. For us. Hallelujah. And I bless your holy name. Say you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship. Oh, and I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great.
Praise the Lord. I want to greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a little hoarse tonight. Maybe I'm anxious to go home. Amen. God is so good. Is that right? Let's give him a clap offering. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. You know, that's why we're so homesick. We want to go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just bring you greetings from home, back there in Jamaica. I accept greetings from the church, the families there, and the pastors there. Amen. And we just want to, amen, get into the word right now. I've been traveling a lot. I was so tired of telling Brother Jack that I'm tired. But I just got to be here to be in fellowship with my friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the book of John. Chapter 4, a very familiar scripture here that we want to have. And it just laid on my heart to invite you to Jamaica. Amen. Just invite you to Jamaica to have fellowship with us. It would be a blessing to have you over there and give us some of these singing, you know, and so forth. Amen. It's always a blessing to be among my own people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads in a minute. Father, we love you, Lord. We we praise thy name. We thank you for this blessed hour that you've given to us, Lord, that we can sit, Lord, and feast around the word. Lord, may we come tonight with a hunger. Lord Jesus, because whenever we are hungry and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. I pray tonight, Father, Lord, that as you speak to us, that there will be a burning in our hearts, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight that all the needs of your children will be met. Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that as we open the pages of this book, that there will be another opening of yourself right here before us tonight. That, oh God, even those that are not saved, Lord, will be saved tonight. Lord, if someone needs a refilling of the Holy Spirit, may you grant such tonight, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch this vessel as I stand before your holy bride, Lord. May I just stand there as an oracle for you, O God, that I'll be a blessing to the bride of Jesus Christ. Take full charge right now as you have full preeminence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of John, we're going to read just a passage here that you're all familiar with concerning this woman, you know, the woman at the well. John chapter 4. Amen. Glory to God. Some people wouldn't understand and wouldn't see how God can hide his glory in the flesh of corruption. God can also hide his glory in the works of corruption. Amen. Glory to God. He's sovereign God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to look at it tonight, not just in that realm, but I want us to bear in mind, amen, not just to look at the person, but to look at the work of God. And we'll be talking about tonight is, amen, what the true revelation is doing for you. It is more than what Brother Jackie says. But he can preach all the day of his life. But until you get your true revelation, then it means his preaching means nothing.
That's right.
Glory to God. Uh-huh. Amen. So that's what we're looking at tonight. Verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And here he says in verse 25, the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. It wasn't simple, though. It wasn't simple. Because if you notice, he brought her through a channel before he reached this. She saw a prophetic sign first before she saw the Messiah sign. Because she said, I perceive her a prophet. So we got to go through the channel of identifying the prophetic ministry. Then we come to the revelation of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he said, the Bible says, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then let her water pot. She forget about carrying water. That's what true revelation did. Hallelujah.
Yes,
she left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the man, come, see a man. Can you imagine? The woman immediately became a witness.
Amen.
Which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. God bless you. Be seated. It's really exciting every time I read this. Really, really exciting to me. Praise the Lord. Every time I read this, and I always think about, amen, certain characters in the Word, like Tamar, the act of corruption that she did. Amen. Rahab and Bathsheba. Oh, amen. Oh, God can hide his glory in the works of corruption. And the devil wouldn't even think of looking there for God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, here was this woman. No doubt she didn't have many friends. No doubt she couldn't even go to some churches because of, amen, her reputation. And I no doubt that, because if you notice what time she came to the well, 12 o'clock in the day.
Amen.
And she came by herself.
Right.
Glory to God. So, because we knew that having such reputation, not many families would want to have this girl around them.
Right.
Because she married five times and was living with another man that wasn't even hers.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the prophet says, amen, the religious people of those days, they saw the Messiah sign, and they says, you're a devil. And this woman saw just a little bit of Messiah sign, and she says, sir, I perceive her a prophet. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, the prophet says, he says, she was in the mind of God from before the foundation of the world. He said she was redeemable. That's why she was able to receive a revelation. Here was a seed. Amen. Wrapped in the life of corruption coming up. Because the prophet says only seed can receive a new birth. He says you don't become a seed when you're born again. He said you are a seed. That's why you can be born again. Hallelujah. You are in the mind of God from before the foundation of the world. That's why you're here tonight. That's why you can say amen. Oh, glory to God. That's what the word says. When Jesus revealed himself to her, when she received the true revelation, He opened himself to her. Woman, I will speak unto thee, I am he. Amen. Her life changes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It changed.
Her dressing changes.
Amen.
Her action changes.
Yeah.
Amen. She forget about water pot.
Right.
Amen. I don't care about that anymore. I become a witness. I'm preaching tonight. Amen. She became a witness. I believe she received a new birth. Immediate new birth. Amen. She went, come see a man that told me all things. This must be the Christ. What's true revelation doing for you? It takes revelation to know who Christ is. Oh, glory to God. It takes revelation to know who you are. I'm going to say what he says tonight. Oh, glory to God. He said the only way that you have of the images of Christ, images of God, and the sons of God, is for God to reveal to you. God to reveal to us himself and express himself through the word to us. And then us to the world. God will not hide his images. God don't hide his images. He reveals us to the world. The devil know who we are. Woo, hallelujah. The devil know who you are. The devil is afraid of who you are. Hallelujah. That's why the devil is attacking you. Because the devil hates revelation. And you are the revelation of Christ. That's why the devil, he approached, amen, Adam's revelation. Because when God took the rib and made her, she was Adam's revelation. And the devil attacked the revelation. You came from Christ. Amen. So you are Christ. Amen. You are the mystery of Christ revealed. The devil will attack you in sicknesses, through the economy, through depressions, through spiritual battle, because you are the revelation. Glory to God. That's the word. He tried to kill you many times because he knows that he's up against an invincible army. Glory. But he says, that's the only channel.
Amen.
That's the only channel.
Yeah.
For Christ was the images of God. Was the image of God here on earth that you could see. He was God in man expressed. Image of God. And he said further, he said now, when Christ left, he sanctified the church. That the church should take his place. And express the word. Then if that's the only channel that a prophet saw and said and preached, that means Abel had to have a revelation. Oh, glory to God. Abel had to have a revelation of how to worship. We didn't even know how to worship. The woman at the well, she said, sorry, amen, our fathers worship in the mountain. Jesus said, not even the mountain you worship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, Jerusalem, Israel men are to worship. We didn't even know what worship was, Brother Jack. We thought raising hand was worship. The prophet said, raising hand means I surrender all. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. We think dancing was all this. The prophet said dancing is a sign of victory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we know what true worship is. It comes by revelation.
Right. Come on now.
He said they did not have a Bible in those days. And the only way Abel would have known how to worship the Lord, it had to come by revelation. Amen. It was revealed to him some way. He said the two boys' sacrifices were contrary. Was so contrary one to the other. So God had to reveal to Abel by divine revelation of what to take.
Amen.
It was revealed to John as it was revealed to Abel. It was revealed to Peter the same way. It is also revealed to every believer, he says.
Right.
The same way.
Right.
By revelation.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He says, the boy's parents did not tell them that it was blood that caused them to leave the garden. You follow me now?
Yes, sir.
But the prophet says, it had to be a divine revelation.
Glory.
When he says here it was, he already saw Christ. Abel he was talking about.
Oh,
by revelation.
My.
He saw Christ.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
By faith, it was revealed to him.
Yes.
Because he saw Christ. Amen. Thousands of years after.
Right. My, my, my.
So by revelation, the prophet says,
yeah,
he was bringing his blood producing substance.
Right. Yes. Yes.
He said that the lamb could not speak English. It must have been speaking in tongues. Well, God. He said, I saw Abel as he led his sacrifice. He said that the Kalam was speaking in tongues. Ba. 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 He said the lamb was speaking of another lamb. Thousands of years after. That would be hanging on the cross. Speaking in the same tongues. Heloi. Heloi. Lama Sabatani. Hallelujah. It was the same lamb that Abel saw.
Hallelujah.
Christ himself. Hallelujah. How much more? He said, when God looked down and saw that, God said, Abel, that's justification. Glory to God. That's justification. Bride of Christ. We are identified with such sacrifice. That's justification. You never done it in the first place. Oh, glory to God. By faith, Enoch was translated. By revelation, the prophet said. Faith is revelation. Enoch was translated. The bride and the sage will be walking in the same environment. In the same atmosphere that Enoch walked. He had a testimony that he pleases God. Oh, Enoch, the seventh of Adam.
Right.
The bride, the seventh of Pentecost. Will be walking in the same channel.
Yes.
And defy the laws of gravity.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We see it's fixing right now.
Hallelujah.
We see everything is fixing for the bride to step out in that dimension. Oh, a generation that will walk with God.
Amen.
Live by faith, he says. Walk by faith. He said, substance faith.
Come on.
You're not bride because you know God's in a prophet.
Come on.
You're not bride because you know that you're in a message church. You're not bride because your father is a pastor. You're not bride because, amen, your father is a deacon in the church. I'm preaching tonight. You can grow up in the message. You can born and raised in the message. And you just become immune to the message environment. There is no revelation. We call it immunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we said when a man live by faith, walk by faith, he said substance faith. And faith is a revelation. Woo, God. The new birth is a revelation. Glory to God. He says then you become bright material. When you are totally isolated from the world. Glory to God. He said, and then you and God alone is in a world by yourself. He said, when you reach that stage, you are in rapture and condition. I'm preaching the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you see that? Rapture and condition. He says, when he speaks, there is not a shadow of doubt. Then drive his word away from you. Because you're in a world with Christ alone. Catch the revelation. Here. The Bible says in Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. God's righteousness is his word. Is it right? Glory to God. Amen. So for therein is the word of God revealed from revelation to revelation. God's word was Christ. Christ was the word and the word was made flesh. For now it can be manifested but not revealed. The word was manifest, but it was revealed to whom he wishes to reveal himself to. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now the word is now made flesh. The word is manifest today. But it has to be revealed. That's why Jesus didn't say in Matthew 17 and Luke 17. He didn't say when the Son of Man is made manifest. But he says when the Son of Man is revealed. Because manifestation is different from revelation. Oh, God Almighty. That's why the prophet could say when she, what? Recognize who she is. Not when she become who she's supposed to be. But he says when she recognize. I'm preaching tonight. God. When she gets a revelation of her position, of her true identity. Whoa, God Almighty. Hallelujah. I feel anointed saying that. For therein is God's word revealed from revelation to revelation. God never pour everything on Abram. Bam. He revealed to Abram little by little. Little by little. And the promised seed was in Abraham. Christ was in Abraham. Glory. You and I were in Abraham. Because the Bible says, Galatians 3:7 says, for they who are of faith are the seed of Abraham. Amen. And the prophet said, the real seed of Abraham are those that believe the whole word. Amen. Glory. Glory to God. So we were in Abraham. That's our identification. So God appeared to Abraham in theophany. God Almighty. Can I take my time? God was in Abraham. But then when God appeared to Abraham, he bypassed flesh and appeared in theophany. After Abraham slew the five kings coming back from war. He appeared to him in theophany called Melchizedek. Oh, glory to God. And then the meeting produced a union. He gave Abraham bread. That's the word. And wine. Stimulation of revelation. He was preparing Abraham for a higher revelation. He gave us bread and wine because we receive it through Abraham. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You remember the prophet says, he says, the angel met Rebekah before Eliezer did. He said, the angel met Rebekah about half an hour before the Eliezer reached. He said, that's why when Eliezer came, if she heard the message, she was teared. Glory to God. And the prophet says, if you have eternal life, you will be stirred when you hear something from the message. When you hear revelation, it gets you stimulated. Hallelujah. Because God already prepared you in our father Abraham. Oh God. Hallelujah. There's a big difference between wine and water. When Abraham was sending away Agar and Ishmael. Now, God have many children, but he doesn't father everyone. Preaching. Glory to God. That's why he said, no, Abraham had many children, but he couldn't father everyone. That's why Genesis 22, God says, Abraham, take Isaac, thy only son. Thy only son. So he had more children, but God recognized one. We have many churches. We have many churches, but God recognized one. God. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Abraham was sending Agar away and his other seed. He gave them bread and water. He couldn't give them the revelation. He couldn't give them wine. They couldn't take it, Brother John. Hallelujah. They have many words, but no revelation. God was preparing him for a higher level. And the next time God appeared to him was in flesh. Human flesh. Hallelujah. What does true revelation does? Abram recognized who he was. And God came on the scene. Look at the dispensation. God came on the scene as a judge. To bring judgment. I'm going down to Sodom to destroy. That was not the meditatorial work. That was not about saving. It was about judgment. The revelation. And God says, I will not hide anything from my flesh. When Abraham received the revelation, he received the word. Amen. What it did, it brought him into a mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Even Abraham jumped into a meditatorial position. Abraham became Christ. He started to mediate. He started to intercede. He wanted to save somebody. Woo, God.
Hallelujah! Abraham was willing to save the entire city of wrongdoers. Because that attribute was jumped from God and went into Abraham. Glory to God. The prophet says, in the message, Perseverance, 96:3, he said, examine your revelation with the word. Amen. We got many revelations. But he said, examine your revelation with the word. If it is contrary with the word, leave it alone. Glory to God. He said, God is bound duty to keep his word. If he sends you, and you are sure, God will stand by his word. Amen. Revelation never stop you from taking part in worship. True revelation never drive you heady and high-minded. True revelation never gets you knowing more than your pastor. God, Lord Jesus, this is big stuff, isn't it? God, I'm getting so revelated, my pastor ain't preaching enough. That's not true revelation. True revelation bring you under submission. True revelation bring you in your position. God, hallelujah. True revelation will never bring you to try to question everything your pastor preach. Woo, God. That's where confidence comes in. You know. If every time your pastor preach, you got to jot down to find where it's coming from, that means there is something wrong there. If I go to Brother Jack's house and Sister Erica cook, I don't try to ask her, sister, what recipe did you use? What oil did you use, girl? Oh, did you use olive oil? Or did you use fat-free products? I heat it with thanksgiving. Because I've got confidence in the chef. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Glory. True revelation bring you in your adoption. That's what true revelation does. True revelation bring you into your adoption. And adoption is to know your place. Adoption is to know who you are. And to be who you are. Adoption is no one can take your place.
That's about the truth. Amen.
True revelation.
Glory.
The first Exodus, God tell the children of Israel, you're going to go into a promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 14, Moses says, the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you the statutes and the commandments, that when you go over in the land, you're going to do them. Not repeat them. Not try to memorize them. But to do them. You see the difference? Verse 22, he says, I will die, but you're going over to possess the land. The prophet says, Moses' commission was great, but Joshua's commission was greater. But look at the people in Jesus Christ's days. When he was unhurt, everybody was taught Moses did, and Moses says, and nobody said Joshua did. Be could have never recognized their adoption. Oh God, this is serious now. If I get up every day talking about Moses, in other words, I still have a wilderness mentality. Oh God Almighty. Moses took them so far. If you follow the message, Brother Bram says Jesus Christ took them so far and no further. He said that. Moses took them so far and no further. But Moses says, when you go over in the good land. Now that land was a self-sufficient land. But they got so used to the stick. They're used to the leadership of a man walking around with a piece of stick. But the symphony changes when the leader is now walking around with a sword. A sword cuts. The word cuts. Am I preaching? Now, when they were in the wilderness, they did not know their true self. Is that right, Brother Jack? Amen. Those husbands didn't even know their wives could cook. Come on now. You don't know if your wife can make a cake. She don't need to. Food coming from heaven. Woo. God, I'm preaching, church. He gets up in the morning. She doesn't have to fix breakfast. Breakfast come from heaven. It's already there. He didn't even know if she could sew. For 40 years, one shirt. For 40 years, one garment. So what can she do? I don't know. I need a revelation of that. Hallelujah. But the Bible says when they step in the land, when they step in now, Joshua had to place them according to their birth. So when now their service is related to their placing. And their placing is related to their birth. So when Joshua even go in the land and positionally place them, you plant corn. You're going to plant wheat. You plant barley. You deal with wine. You deal with olive oil. That was their adoption. That was their placing. Glory to God. That was when they know who they were. That was when they know what they could do. Hallelujah. That was when they know their true potential. Glory to God. Was when they're adopted. And when you are adopted, you are satisfied. Woo, God. The Bible says it's given to us in measures. It's a many-membered body in measures. That's why God gave us five-fold ministry. So Brother Jackie produced barley. But barley produce wheat. That's why I'm here tonight. To bring some wheat from Jamaica. Glory to God. That's why Brother Jocko went to Africa. To give them some barley. All right. Because everything is in the word. Right. Everything is in the body. Yeah. Another preacher come to give you some wine. Another preacher come to give you some corn. This is the age of adoption. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Adoption lets you know who you really is. That's a true revelation of who you are. Finding your identity. Glory to God. Adoption is to let Israel be in hurt as it is in heaven. What you brings tells what your revelation is. You know, all these message camps will have to come together. Will have to come together with one revelation. That's my belief. I know it had to be. Because there is one bride. One messenger. One message. So we're supposed to have one language. We're supposed to be speaking the same tongues. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with other tongues. But Abraham said that's not unknown tongues. That's revelation.
Amen.
Glory to God. The same revelation. Hallelujah. One faith, one understanding. Now what you bring tells of your revelation. Amen. So the Bible said there were three magis. Came from different parts of the world. From different parts of the world. But they had one message. Because they followed one messenger. They said all three of them had the same thing. Where is he? Is that right? Where is he that is born king of? For we have seen whose star? His star. And a star is a messenger. Revelation tells you of that. His star is a messenger. Where is he? Where is the word made flesh? For we have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him. One star. One message. One word made flesh. Glory to God. But what they brought, one over here, his revelation led him to bring some gold. Deity. That's what he saw, deity. He's going to see deity. Another one over the other part, nobody told him. By revelation, he brought some frankincense. His revelation, he saw the service of a Christ. This other one over here, coming with his bottle of myrrh. Myrrh. Myrrh is for embalmment. How could you go to find a baby and bring in something to embalm a body? Oh, God. Where you going with the balm? Where you going with myrrh? I saw death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By revelation, I see salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What do you bring? Tells of your revelation. Glory to God. True revelation will bring you from your Old Testament to your New Testament. True revelation. Hallelujah. We'll take your name from the book of life and to the Lamb's book of life. True revelation will bring you in your position. The prophet says, words don't run the devil. Revelation does. Shouting don't run the devil. Singing don't run the devil. Revelation does. The devil is scared of revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's important what revelation you get. The book of Matthew chapter 15. This poor woman had a genuine need. But she heard somebody says that Jesus, son of David, was passing through. Is that right? Brother Branham says. Brother Branham says. But what do you say? The age changes, you know. People need to see that. The age changes. This is not the age of books and tapes and MP3s. And this is the age of Joshua. with a sword. Glory to God. Blind Bartimaeus, he was a son of David, from the lineage of David. He said, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy upon me, of course. He was delivered. But here was a Gentile girl who here says that this man who was called the son of David is coming true. And she cried out. She had a great need, a genuine need. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy upon my daughter. The Bible said he answered her not a word. St. Matthew 15, you find that. He answered her not a word. Because why? There is a train going, Jews only. She was on the wrong train. Oh, God. Hallelujah. On the wrong train, Jews only. But she said, she stood there, desperation, bring Christ on the scene. Perseverance. Expectation. Chip to him. Jesus said, well, you know, I can't take the children, bread, give the dogs. Dog. She didn't take an attitude and didn't go back to church. You don't call that a D-bone message, do you? That's a strong meat message. I can't take the children, bread, give the dogs. In these days, people want us to debone the message, give them. Don't hurt my feelings. Don't preach against my children, or else you're hurting my family. We ain't going back to church. If you don't go back to church, you're not a seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. The bread, the only feelings the true bread have is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. This is Joshua walking with the sword. If there is something on me, Joshua, you better cut it off. Because I want to go over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. True revelation. When you get your revelation, your dressing changes. Your language changes. Your appearance changes. Your walking changes. I've got news for your friends change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The type of guys that girl used to hang out with. They knew who she was. But can you imagine if she come back with a different language? She came back saying something different. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. The prophet said the only way you can know Jesus is Christ except by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. So that woman says, and Jesus, she didn't take an attitude. She said, true Lord. You're speaking the truth. Yes, you're speaking the truth. But yard. She never says Jesus, son of David anymore because she was a Gentile. She was putting him in a wrong dispensation. She had to put him in an eternal dispensation. Jesus, she said, true Lord. That Lord means you owns me. You own me. You are responsible for me. That's who he is, Lord. That's why some people only want them. Some people only want Jesus for their Savior, not their Lord. No man can say Jesus is Lord but by this Spirit. So right there, she's a true Lord. Even the crumbs that fall from the master's table. My Lord. Jesus stopped. Woman, great is your faith. faith is a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Great is your revelation.
Amen.
Come on, Gentile bride. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith is a revelation. Woman, great is your faith. Have what you will. Your revelation can produce your reward. True revelation bring you into access that you shall receive what you want. Let me rub it down now. Had service two couple years. Many services he had. Many big meetings he had. Everybody had a different idea who he was. Some went for fish and bread. Who do these people say I am? The Son of Man I am. Some said the Lord, John the Baptist, and Elias, or one of the prophets. But you're bringing the message. Who do you say I am? You're in the message. Some call him tree. Over the barley, I know they call him Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I know what they say, but who do you say he is?
Right, that's it.
Peter said, the Lord of Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, God. Flesh and blood didn't tell you that. I never told you that. It's a divine revelation. Divine revelation gives you authority. It changes your name. Because name carries a spirit. The prophet said, every name carries a spirit. Divine revelation. He said, oh, you are Peter. That word Peter means stone. And Jesus is the greatest stone. So he saw himself in flesh. He saw himself in Peter. The word Peter. And upon such rock, I will be my church. The rock of revelation. I give you authority. Revelation gives you authority. Authority is overcoming power. The prophet of God said, when God ready for you, we'll change your name. He changes your name, he says. He said, if name wasn't significant, he said, why would he change from Abraham to Abraham? Why would he change from Jacob to Israel? Why would he change from Saul to Paul? Simon to Peter? And I could go on and on and on. Hallelujah. That is why true revelation is going to take you from church member to the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Church members behave different from the bride. You know?
My Lord.
Our name changes. Remember Paul said, I introduce you as a chaste virgin. Virgin. Then the prophet come on the scene, call us bride. But revelation call us wife. Say, so you're moving from revelation to revelation. Oh, glory to God. But before we were church members. And we carry the spirit. We go to church when we feel like. We pay tithes when we feel like. We disrespect each other. We have no respect for one another. We may keep malice now and then. Because those are the spirits of church members. But when the true revelation chips in,
yes, Lord.
I become a new creature.
Yes.
I am the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I am the wife of Christ.
Yes.
The prophet says, Messiah.
Amen.
Who are we tonight?
Praise
the Lord. He says in the message what the Holy Ghost was given for, 1959. He says, all that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into the church. Not in one individual, but in the entire body. That's what he says. In the entire body. He said also, in another message, he says now, Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. He said, when you see the Word made flesh, he says that was God made flesh. Glory to God. He said, when you see me, Jesus says, when you see me, you see the Father. When you see the Word made flesh, The word manifests, you see, the Father. Because God, because the word is the Father, the word is God, and the word made flesh is God himself taking his word, manifesting it among the believers. We believe that Christ is God's word made manifest. We believe that his bride must be the same thing. We believe that she must believe every bit of the word and have that word in her because she is part of the body. She is the body. We're the head. Where he is the head. And the Father dwells in us. So when you see me, you see the Father. When I see you, I see the Father.
Amen.
That's your position. Saul, why persecute thou me? The way we act towards each other, we're acting towards God. He says, the least you do unto one of these, you do it unto me. Is that preaching? Glory to God. My Lord, how serious it is. When you walk through the door, you're in the presence of God. You're in the presence of the Father. That's why the word, I just say what the word says. Let me roll on this. Do you know the prophet of God says, the word alone is not the gospel. But he said, it's the word that produces the gospel. He said, outside here, it means nothing. But when it comes in here,
right,
it produces something.
Right. That's right.
And the Bible says, for this gospel must be preached in all the world. And then the end come. This gospel. Oh, God. This gospel must be preached. Sister, you're a preacher. Sister, you're a preacher. You're a preacher.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Bartley, woman don't preach. Brother Brown say, yes, you'll preach.
Hallelujah.
He said, your life is preaching.
Right.
Amen. He said, the final voice to this age.
Right. Yes.
Here's the bride.
Hallelujah.
Is that right? The bride. But he says, but it's going to be lived voices. Lived
Jesus.
Prophecy.
Jesus.
That's why the angel said, John, heat the book. John, heat the book.
Amen.
We heard that certain things, certain vitamin in certain food. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
We heard that there's a carrot is good for the high.
Uh-huh.
Is that right, Brother John?
Yes, sir.
That's what I heard. But you don't get the carrot, peel it, push it to the high. Peel some carrot, rub it in the high.
Preacher, come on.
Where the hollows is good for the ear or the skin. We don't rub it all over the ear. We eat it. And then the body distribute the vitamin where it requires. So when it goes in, it comes out in a different form. So God said, John, take the book. He didn't say repeat it. He said eat it.
Oh, God.
Sometimes we mistake it, preachers.
Yeah.
We think, oh, I'm going to repeat it. He said eat it.
Right.
Because when it goes in, it comes out in prophecy.
Yeah.
You shall prophesy again.
Yeah.
Preach, it comes out in different form. Lift me a message. Lift me a sermon. Sing me a sermon. It comes out. It's a true revelation. It comes out in your lives. Because the final voice will not just be verbally echoing. It's going to be a life producing an environment to produce the resurrection. The fifth rapture is waiting on us to manifest. Three in the Old Testament, three in the New Testament. The prophet of God said one gone already, which make the fourth one. We now will manifest the fifth rapture. But you're going to take lives, living epistles, living word, lived voices, which is the final voice. This gospel, he'll be preaching the whole world. Then the end come. Hallelujah. This gospel, my Lord, true revelation, is doing something. All these we preach, you heard the pastor preaching that. They have been preached from 1947 to 1965. But God is just giving us what we need for today. They were all there, Brother Jack. They all have been there. Oh, glory to God. But God is showing us today what we need for today. That the bride must manifest this Son of Man again in flesh. Let everybody stand. Just clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. True revelation has to be doing something for us. Musicians can come. True revelation must do something. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. I'm thinking about something tonight. I know the devil's hitting at you real hard because he's hitting at the revelation. The redeemer of the Lord is the same devil everywhere, church. Same crisis we have back there in Jamaica. Gas prices going up, doubling everything, but the redeemer of the Lord just says so. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. So. Oh, the economy is getting bad. So. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, earthquakes and everywhere. So. Tsunami all over. So. Nuclear watch. So. I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. I'm sorry for the lives that are going, but I'm not worried. So, Brother Jack, what a revelation. I'm just pilgrims going through. Lately on my mind is the rapture. Number 7 from the book, sister. When the Redeemer gathering in. Oh, glory to God. That's on my mind. That's what I'm thinking of right now. Oh, hallelujah. What key is that? F. Good. Start it for me. Our gathering in was like snow and free from our sins. My Lord, I will shine when all is seen. When the redeemed, hallelujah, are gathering in. The first verse. I am thinking of the rapture in a blessed omen high. When the redeemed or gathering in, I will raise the heavenly anthem in the city in the sky. When the redeemed, my Lord, are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, hallelujah! Free
for mercy. How we can show how we shine.
Hallelujah.
How we sing. Oh my Lord. When the Redeemer gathered in, there will be a great procession over on the streets of gold. When the Redeemer gathered in, oh what music, oh what singing, oh the city will be.
Hallelujah!
Live when the Redeemer gathered in. Oh, when the Redeemer gathered in. Oh, as life's gold, and pray for mercy. I wish I had, and I will sing, oh Lord, when the Redeemer are gathered in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong, when the Redeemer are gathered in. Oh, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when the Redeemer, oh, I gather it in.
Hallelujah!
Oh, when the Redeemer, I gather it in. Oh, watch like snow and pray for more sins.
Hallelujah!
I will shine and I will sing. Oh, oh, when the Redeemer all gathered in, then the Savior to prepare the banquet board. When the Redeemer are gathered in, oh,
yes, Lord, come in, bless us. Come on, we have got the victory. Oh, yes, Lord,
are gathered in, oh, when the Redeemer are gathered in.
Oh, yes, Lord,
pray for mercy. Oh, how we shine and how we sing. Oh, my Lord, the redeemed. Oh,
let me hear the music now. Come on. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Oh, glory! Oh, let's up some acapella.
When the Redeemer are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. I will shine and I will sing. Oh Lord, when the Redeemer, oh yeah,
everybody together.
Oh, when the Redeemer.
Hallelujah! All right. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The bride of Jesus Christ. The verse said, the angels are released, but they cannot join the song. God. Woo! Man, I feel like I have church all night. Hallelujah. The true revelation brings in worship, brings in unity, brings us in fellowship. Glory to God. Let's just bow our heads. And amen. You want to be remembered in prayer? Raise your hand to God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God send His Son. They call Him Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, He bled and died to buy my poor. Yes, Lord. To prove my Savior is because He lives, I can face tomorrow because. Yes, Lord. All fear is gone. Because I know. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. My future. Yes, Lord Jesus. My life is worth living just because He lives. Righteous God, our Father, we bless Your name tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the blessing through Thy Word. Thank You for speaking to our hearts tonight, Lord, as You give us sufficient for tonight, Lord. Father, we bless Your name, giving You thanks that this is the hour of restoration, whereby You promise us, Lord, that the floors will be full and the vat will be full, and that we should eat in plenty and be satisfied. Father, we give You the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord, that, Lord, that You have spoken to our hearts, and whatever the needs are, Father, Lord, we want to give You thanks because You have supplied the needs. We thank You for Your divine presence tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank You for the revelation tonight that, Lord, You brought us in this adoption dispensation whereby we can call upon You, say, our Father. Lord, knowing our true position tonight, Lord, I pray tonight that all the hands raised, You know the needs of Your children. Lord, that may You meet their needs, whatever it is, Lord. These are nothing compared. Lord, You have a part of the Red Sea, a part of the Jordan. Oh, God, water came from rocks. And, Lord, the mighty miracles that You perform. Lord, You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. May You heal the sick. Hallelujah. God, let not no sickness stand right now in the bodies of Your children right now, Father. We curse every pain. We curse every condition tonight in the name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we rebuke every ailment, sickness. You're a devil, and we curse you right now. We send you back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, upon the authority of the spoken word, Lord, we proclaim healing tonight. We proclaim deliverance tonight. We proclaim freedom tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we will respect, Lord, the diagnosis of the doctors. But oh God, we claim faith right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Faith over every condition, over cancer cells, over arthritis condition, over back pain condition, over ulcer stomach condition, over gas condition, in the name of Jesus Christ, over the eye problem, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're the great physician. You're the great surgeon. Lord, perform the surgery right now, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah! You said healing is the children's bread. Father, we believe right now, in Jesus' name. And we accept it. We accept the healing. We accept the deliverance by faith in Jesus Christ's name. Bless our pastor here and the family. Bless the ministering brothers. Lord, anoint him with a special anointing. Lord, let the Holy Spirit unite your children continually. Lead them, Lord. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Anoint the musicians continually as they play skillfully in the power and grace of Almighty God. Thank you, Father, for hearing us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. God bless you. Glory, hallelujah.
Bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Here is gone, oh, because I know, oh, He holds my future, my life is worth the living. It's just because He lives. Come on, sing with all your heart. Because He lives. Oh, because He lives. I can face tomorrow. Oh, yes, I can, because He lives. Oh, all fear is gone. Hey, because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worth the living. My life is worth oh, the living. My life is worth yes it is. I know it is. My life is worth. Life is worth. Yay, the living. One more time. My life is worth. My life is worth. Yeah, the living is just because He lives. Somebody give Him praise here tonight. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Because he lives, oh, I can face tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Because he lives in my fear is gone. Oh, because I know, he holds my future. Thank you, Jesus. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Come on, sing it one more time. Because he lives. Because he lives. Oh, I can face tomorrow. Yes, I can. Because he lives. All fear is gone. Yes, it is. Because I know. Oh, he holds my future. Thank you, Lord. My life is worth the living. Say it again. My life is worth. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My life, oh, is worth. Yes, it is. No matter what I go through my life. Hey, yeah, yeah, my life is worth. Come on. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My life is worth. My life. Yeah. Oh, my life. Hallelujah. I'm gonna press on. My life is worth. Hey, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. Yes, I am. For my life is worth. One more time, say, my life is worth the living just because he lives. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. How many appreciate the word of God tonight? What the true revelation is doing for you. We thank God for our precious Brother Bartley. And, you know, as you just really think about so much that was said there, and even this song here just kind of struck my heart. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, he said. No matter what it is that we go through, we just tell the devil so. So, you know. And many of us are going through a lot.
But, you know, I mean, when you're saying so, it's like you that don't even bother me. I mean, I'm not even going to respond to it. I don't care. So, you know, I tell you what, that was all right. You know, and when you have a true revelation in your heart, it will allow you to be able to respond that way, church. Amen. We're the bride of Christ. Our husband got everything under control. Amen. He got everything under control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just blessed here tonight, and I love that. I was just talking with a brother this week on placing, amen, and adoption, and Brother Bartley just come right in and said the exact same thing I said. And, you know, oftentimes over the years we've heard people preach on adoption, and Brother Branham said it was placing. That's what Brother Branham said. But a lot of brothers have kind of went off, and, you know, they look at adoption as being, amen, coming to a place where you see signs, wonders, and miracles in your ministry. And but if you really look carefully at the scripture, Jesus had all the signs, wonders, and miracles before, you know, an adoption ceremony took place. And what adoption should do is bring you to a place of maturity in your walk with Christ. And I love that. I mean, no more jealousy. Wouldn't you like to go to a church where ain't nobody jealous of nobody? Ain't nobody trying to outdo nobody. I need a better special than yours, and I'm trying to, I mean, I need to preach better than you. And I mean, wouldn't you like to go to a church that everybody just be who God made you to be? Amen. As you walk in what God got you to walk in, then all of us gonna get blessed. Amen. See, that's what's supposed to happen in church, you know. People coming to their place in Christ. And when you get that, I tell you what, you find satisfaction. Amen. You're not struggling anymore. You're not worrying anymore. And amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Can't nobody else take your place. Now, you have a lot of folks struggling to try to take your place. But when you get a revelation of who you are, you realize you can't replace me. When God made me, he broke the mold. Ain't but one of me. I heard somebody say that if everybody was the same, then 99% of us would not be needed. If we were all the same, 99% wouldn't be needed. So thank God for the blue flower and the green and the red and the yellow and amen. All whatever God want to put bring in his garden, we thank God for it. Amen. We just receive it with gratefulness. Amen. We're grateful for what he's done. So I tell you, I've been blessed here tonight, and I believe the revelation is settling me in my spirit and in my heart. Amen. I can look the devil in the eye and say so. Amen. So my life is worth the living because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Amen. And we need an assurance in an hour like this. So much is going on. You all heard there on the news, I believe, about the mother that took her children and just drove them right into, amen, a river there in New York. And people are under pressure, amen. And I mean, sometimes it might not be financial pressure, but domestic issues, things that happen in a home. People come under so much pressure, they don't know what to do, that they're taking the lives and lives of their children. God, keep our minds. Amen. Keep our minds. And, you know, you need God to keep your mind. When you're going through sometimes, the devil will throw suicide into your thoughts. You ought to just end it all. But tell the devil he's a liar. Amen. My life is worth a living because he lives. And he ain't finished with me yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. Brother Bartley, God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen on tonight. Thank you so much for coming our way. And please give our regards to your precious wife and the church back home in Jamaica. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a brief word of prayer, and we will prepare to dismiss you tonight. Father God, we thank you for your servant, Lord, coming to speak the word to our hearts. Lord, what is the revelation doing to us? It's a personal question. We have to give an individual answer. Lord, may the revelation continue to settle us and bring us to a place of maturity in you. For God, we're not looking at the problems, but we're looking at the promise. knowing that every promise that you've made is yea and amen, and not one will ever fail. Each one will come to pass. No matter how long it takes, it still shall come to pass. And Lord, we just pray that you bless your servant, that you give him traveling mercies as he would leave, amen, going his respective ways. And as Lord, on Monday, heading back home, been away from home for a little bit there, God, and just, amen, looking forward to getting back home. I pray that you bless his trip and that you would strengthen his body. Bless the church, his wife, his family. Lord, just bless them all back home, God, as they await, amen, his arrival. We thank you for allowing them to come our way. Bless the saints that heard the word tonight, those that would hear this on the internet. May they be strengthened and encouraged. And God, let us not become complacent with the word that we're hearing and knowing that we're part of this message. God, don't let us become complacent, but Lord, let us press on into an experience, amen, a true revelation. God, we pray that you would help us all. Bless us now as we prepare to leave this place, but not your presence. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bring us back at the appointed time on Sunday morning for our 7 a.m. prayer, Lord, and our Sunday school, and then our service. God, we ask that you meet us here and minister to our needs in the only way that you can. We give ourselves unto thee in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. You can be seated. We want to thank the Lord for Sister Brittany being out with us tonight. God bless you, Sister Brittany. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, the brothers will come, and I believe they have a rehearsal as well for the play. So if everyone would just kind of participate in that, we greatly appreciate that. God bless you. Amen.